Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinking Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news from over the weekend, Anthony. We'll start off with real news. I want to give a huge thanks to everybody who came out to Free Roam Brewing in Burney, Texas. Had some hard AFs and some laughs over there. They just picked up the seltzer in there. Special thank you to Jeremy Affeltz and Candace Affelt for having us on Saturday. That was fun, man. We got properly rocked, I think. Properly rocked.
Yeah, we met some people, strangers.
We did.
It was a fun time.
We did. We ended up hanging out with them for a while. Those guys were cool as shit. That dude and his family rocked.
Yeah, they're probably watching today.
I hope so. Well, it's on Patreon today. Who knows? Who knows? Also, Buc-ee's. The famous Texas gas station that is like, what did you call it? Like a little tiny Walmart now?
Not tiny. It's a Walmart.
It's pretty much a Walmart,
With gas.
Yeah. Pop that up on screen there, Bob. It is spelled B-U-C-E-E-S or Buc-ee's.
There's a, yeah. Buc-ee's. I mean, there's another. There's an alternate spelling, which is B-U-S-S-Y apostrophe.
Yeah. But if you're at home, go to B-U-C-E-E-S. .com. Go to Buc-ee's down there and just click on the contact at the bottom of the page. Tell them you want Hard AF Seltzer there. Turns out Buc-ee's is expanding. They're now in South Carolina, North Carolina.
Tennessee.
And I heard they might be opening up a couple in Florida down there. But I'm a gigantic fan of that. It'd just be cool to see the product there. Just hit the contact at the bottom of the page and tell them you want the goddamn product there. Most times people will do it. All you have to say is, hey, we want fucking Hard AF Seltzer there. Now, today's show that aired was a State of the Union recap. Obviously, I went hard on Katie Hobbs down there in Alabama. Katie Britt, that's right, in Alabama. Hobbs is in Arizona, forgive me. It's the other person I don't like. I do have some news on that. It turns out I was actually correct. It was supposed to be Vivek Ramaswamy who was going to give the rebuttal there on the Republican side. Mitch McConnell was the guy that swapped him out for her and said, we need a female from Alabama to kind of combat this embryos thing that's going down over there. Oh, boy. I thought when you quit, you just got launched into the sun and that was it. Turns out he's not out of there until the next party takes over. Yeah. So. He continues to fuck the Republicans over, but I was correct on that. And thank God. Thank God they fucked it all up again over there. As always, on Monday, we always bring you the memes here on this show on Drinking Bros Podcast. Patreon, buckle up. These are going to get dark. I looked over and Dan was laughing to himself, which is a rarity here, so it must be bad today. What do we got here?
The first one's called Auction.
Okay. Auction.
Well, man, Bob, you're going to have to give some context, but let it play
exactly
once first.
Where this is going to go.
Okay.
Down the good, 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 and 2 million 4. They 2 million 3. Down 4. But it'll bury down the good, good, and 4. Down the good, good, and 2 million 4. They 2 million 3. Down 4. But it'll bury down the good.
All right. Now, Bob, explain what's happening.
Yeah. So there's an auction for what appears to be a pretty fetching horse, perhaps something to race or breed with or both.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there's a black gentleman who is holding the horse in the auction ring, and the caption of the video says POV, average Instagram comments, skull emoji. They pull up the comments on the horse auction, and the first comment is, which one is on auction?
There you go.
What do you think they mean by that?
Likely this is a reference to slavery being legal in America from prior to its founding up until 1865.
There you go. There you go. As soon as you said the word auction,
yeah,
I knew exactly what I was going
to
say.
I just want to correct one thing, Bob. Slavery couldn't have been legal before the U.S. existed, right? Technically, because there would have been no law. That would have been British law, certainly.
Yeah, why aren't we blaming the British for slavery? Because that seems to be like it was on them.
They definitely started it.
Yeah.
You could, I mean,
they
Spanish.
Didn't start slavery.
Well, did they?
No. No.
Sure?
The Chinese started slavery like fucking 6,000 years ago.
Okay. Okay, just making sure.
So far I guess it's slavery probably predates writing.
Maybe.
Dildos do.
Yeah,
it's true.
Dildos definitely do.
Yeah, and you can't have dildos without some slaves.
Can't.
You got to test them on somebody. That's just business.
No, I understand. I just want to make sure I know where we're going today. You know, I want to know the journey we're on today.
This next one's just silly. It's called baklava.
Okay.
And if baklava. You don't know what a balaclava is, you may not get the joke. But everybody in the military will know what this is.
Okay.
Lads. Oh.
You want to explain that to the audience?
Yeah, so I'm assuming, well, let's do it for the audio listeners.
Yeah.
So a guy's making baklava in his kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Then he shows up and he's got a baklava mask on, and everybody else is wearing a balaclava, and they're getting ready to rob someone.
Yeah.
So he misunderstood.
Yeah. No, I get it. That's a deep cut there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deep cut there for sure.
Next up is what's for dinner, and this was actually a submission by Party Ben.
Really?
Yeah, Benny.
Shout
Santiago.
Out Party Ben, dude.
We're in a fucking very large group chat with Texas Dave and a bunch of other dudes, Jared and everybody, Eli, you know, and it's rough.
Okay.
It's like, there are people in there who I can't name for legal reasons.
Sure, sure.
Because they would get in trouble. But
no,
this
I
is
understand.
Bob, read the caption and then play that video.
Caption is men in the 1960s making dinner for their wives.
Okay.
But I can't help falling.
Oh, big fan of that. Yeah, he's making her a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make my dinner, bitch. He might as well have said. So, big fan of that.
This next one is a story in several pictures.
Okay.
And it's called Don't Steal Cocaine.
Don't Steal Cocaine.
Yeah.
All right. Read aloud, please, Bob.
Picture one, there appears to be some sort of gentleman. The caption says he's a worker laying on a hotel bed. The caption says, only come back from breakfast to find the cleaner had found my bag of Special K. Silly cunt must have thought it was Coey. Found him in a K-hole on the room or in the room. So this guy's, did a line of...
He thought it was cocaine, so he did a Pulp Fiction, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Not quite as bad, because you're not going to OD on ketamine the same way you would on heroin, but... Yeah, so...
No fucking way, dude. Is that a real picture?
Yeah.
Yes.
It looks real.
Keep going.
Okay.
You'll see how real it is.
Holy fucking shit.
That's a dude battling to control his motor functions right there.
Who's taking these photos?
The guy who he stole cocaine from.
No fucking... Well, what he thought was cocaine.
That's still there in the nose, by the way.
Oh, boy. That is fucking crazy, dude. Is this homeboy getting arrested there?
Or? No.
It's another hotel worker behind him.
He's passing him off to a third party now.
No fucking way.
Is there any more? Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
That is so goddamn good.
By
who
the way,
posted that?
Yeah, who's that account? I don't know.
Obviously, this isn't the person it happened to, but the Ibiza Bible is the name of the account.
Mm, big fan of that name. There
Ibiza,
you go.
Yeah. So you can definitely, for those of you who haven't done drugs, there's... You can definitely tell if it's cocaine. because it'll smell like cocaine, right? It'll smell like a solvent, like ether or something like that. It'll smell like something.
Yeah.
Ketamine doesn't really smell like anything. If it does, it'll smell a little sweet.
Right.
Just so you know, I'm not fucking trying to teach you anything. Just trying to keep you out of K-hole, unless you want to be in one, which is not the worst thing to be in, to be honest.
It's not, unless you're working in the hotel. And,
yeah, he may have gotten fired, because that's a breach of protocol right there. Now, I've left drugs out on the counter in hotel rooms a bunch. And almost every, and I'm not even making this up, almost every time they've organized my drugs for me.
Really?
And tidied the whole area up.
Okay.
Which I thought was like fucking, that's super nice.
That is nice.
And if in doing that, they took a little toot of my fucking, of my powder.
Sure.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You just got a tip.
You did.
And I'm completely fine with that. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Just be a fucking professional and don't suck down, you know, half an 8-ball of ketamine. You idiot.
Well, he didn't know. That poor guy. Because it doesn't take much ketamine.
Looking like him, he knew. He knew it was something to snort.
He knew it was something to snort, but I don't think he knew it was ketamine, because that's a whole different trip, right? Doing one gator tail to start the day is fine.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to need some coffee later on when you start to come down, but yeah, but if you do a gator tail fucking ketamine, that's the day.
It is. It is the
day. The day is over.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens at that point. So.
Yeah. What do we got up next?
This episode's called Vegetables.
Okay, vegetables. Oh boy, I think I know what this is. I think I already know.
It's
whenever
story.
I hear vegetables or auction, I think I know what it is. Bless you. Bless
that one's feeding.
Wow. Dad, it's coming right for us.
Relax. Kangaroos are herbivores. They only eat vegetables.
No!
I knew it. I knew it. As soon as you said vegetables, I was like, "This, we're going retard in a wheelchair."
Yeah.
Have to today. It's a Monday.
Yeah.
It's a Monday. We got to today.
This one's called a riddle.
Okay. A riddle. A riddle here.
You like riddles? Archie, you like a riddle, don't you?
Yeah, I like a riddle, yeah.
I have a back, but I'm not a camel. I can be sat on, but I'm not a horse. I sometimes have arms, but I don't have hands. What am I?
Chair?
No, it's a quadruple amputee. Perhaps a victim of landmines or something. You like riddles? Archie.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's great.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. What account is that? We'll give him a shout out. What account is that, Bob? It's
probably a repost.
Yeah. BLG memes with a Z.
Okay. Big fan of that one. That was that one got me today. What do we got next?
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls. One. All right. Boys and girls.
Bob, you're gonna need to read the captions on this one.
Do they like go with the video? Like it? Like,
sort of. Progress? Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those moto videos, so it's not gonna be anything really happening.
All right. So first caption is. Boys build cars to bring out their inner child. Girls use a coat hanger.
Oh, fuck. Yep. A lot of laughter back there from the peanut gallery. We got some listeners.
That's an abortion joke.
Sure is.
Can't tell that joke in Texas.
No, you can't.
Not after 6 weeks, anyway.
That ain't Texas. You can play that Beyonce song. Hey. I know. I'm just as sick of it as you are, by the way. And it's just like three lines. No one knows anything else about the song because they've been playing it on fucking Instagram all the time and TikTok. What's the last one here? What do we got?
This last one's called Thumbs, and it's from Entrepreneur.
Oh, okay.
Friday Beers, Chet Collins.
It's almost become a staple here.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah, they're my favorite.
Guys. Yeah. Go ahead. The evolution
about 1,000 years ago, before humans had thumbs, men were expected to go out and hunt. Right? And when they brought back food, the women would reward them with sex. But what if there was no women? What if you were just some ugly dude with no game? You had to blow off steam somehow, right? But you can't jerk off like this. That doesn't work. So over time, through evolution, men developed thumbs so that they could grip their shaft. Women didn't need thumbs. They could just do this. Wicka, wicka, wicka.
Well, I'm a woman, and I have thumbs, so why did we develop them?
Hand jobs.
Oh boy, I like those guys.
Oh fuck, dude, big fan of those guys. Congratulations. Holy shit. All right, let's dive into the news, shall we? The Border Patrol has had it with Joe Biden. The head of the National Border Patrol Council believes President Biden slapped every American in the face during Thursday's State of the Union address. It took Biden roughly 40 minutes to get to the issue of immigration, and Brandon Judd said he didn't believe his remarks were up to par. He didn't even address what he could do. All he did was blame it on President Trump. But look, I have the opportunity to speak with President Trump. I know that the reason why he didn't support that bill has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with the president understands this from day one. He could step into office and do a lot more than that bill does, Judd said on Fox News, special coverage of the State of the Union. He also understands that if the bill were to be passed today, that there would be no appetite to pass a better bill when he's in office. Last month, the Senate refused to pass a supplemental spending agreement that included aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as an ambitious border security and immigration package that drew widespread opposition from conservative Republicans in both chambers. But while the Biden administration negotiators talked the bill up as a tough but fair way to tackle the border crisis, Republicans in the House immediately declared it a non-starter, and conservative opposition in the Senate quickly stacked up. More than 20 Republican lawmakers in the upper chamber argued that the provisions would not sufficiently reduce the historic number of illegal immigrant crossings and warned it would normalize record high levels of illegal immigration. During the State of the Union address, Biden called the bill a tougher set of border security reforms than we've ever seen, which drew groans from Republicans in the crowd. And then he said, oh, you don't think so? You don't like that bill, huh? That conservatives got together and said it was a good bill. I'll be darned. That's amazing. Look at the facts. I know how to read. I know you know how to read is what Joe Biden said. Look, I don't know if you guys watched the State of the Union here and heard his remarks as far as Lincoln Riley, the head coach of UFC. That's who he meant, right?
I think so, yeah. And RIP. To young Link.
He's dead.
40 years old.
Yeah, coach of USC.
Gone and too he's
already
soon.
Dead. He's already dead.
No,
but he was referring to Lake and Riley there. This was a crazy one to me. You showed me this clip. We'll watch this one here first, and then we'll bring up the other one where he apologized for calling him illegal immigrants.
Yeah. So if you remember, Biden called the killer of Lake and Riley an illegal, and everybody got mad about that. Not about her getting murdered
on the left,
dude, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just as a reminder, the bill that he's talking about getting passed would codify into law allowing 1.5 million at a minimum 1.5 million illegals into the country every year.
And that's why nobody wants to sign this, along with funding for Ukraine and Israel there.
Yeah.
So this isn't a huge shock. I'm tired of hearing this fucking bullshit out of this guy. God damn it. There's not a lot of things I wish for, but him, it's certainly the worst. What was that clip you were about to play there? Is this from...
Oh, this was the interview.
Yeah, go ahead and play it here, Bob. Is this from the Border Patrol?
Yeah.
Terrific. Meantime, here is the president touting how the Border Patrol union supported the border bill, and I'll get your thoughts on the backside. Look.
This bill would save lives, bring order to the border. Border Patrol Union endorsed it. The Federal Chamber, the National Chamber of Commerce endorsed it.
But Brandon, you say he left out the context of that endorsement.
Yeah, he absolutely. And this is what he always does. He does not tell the full story. He doesn't tell the full truth. If you look at the reason why we endorse it, we wanted to see it go to the floor. We wanted to see the debate and amendment process take place. If you do not support a bill, if you kill it before it even goes to the floor, you're never going to get anything done. There was an awful lot of good in that bill. It raised the standard for credible fear. It removed the judiciary out of everything. It allowed ICE to hold single adults adults, which is 60 to 70% of the people that we deal with. So there was an awful lot of good in that bill. We wanted to see the bill go forward so that it could go through the amendment process. It, unfortunately, it was killed. That's the reason that we supported it. We did not support the entire thing. We did not support the way Joe Biden puts it. And what's really disappointing to every single one of us is the way that he uses this to weaponize politics to go after other individuals. He can use the executive authority that he has. We've discussed this many, many times. He has the authority to shut down the border. We want a bill because it lives beyond administrations and it ties bad administrations' hands. But this administration weaponizes everything that they do.
And to what he's saying, and to your point earlier here, because Dan writes the news here for this program, yes, he could shut down the border immediately. Posturing and saying the Republicans don't want to do anything about it and blah, blah, blah. It's not true. They just don't want to fund the other shit that's in this goddamn thing. Nor do they want to agree to the 1.5 million illegals still coming in on a yearly basis here. And then whatever comment that was in this story about if they pass the bill now, you're not going to go pass a better one later. That's true. The same thing happened with Obamacare. All they wanted to do was push that goddamn thing through no matter what. We've never gone back and changed it.
No, that's what Pelosi said, right? We need to pass this bill so we can see what's in it.
Yeah.
Which is an odd way to go about legislating,
I guess. We've never gone back and fixed Obamacare.
No.
Never. All of us lost our doctors, all that other shit. So, yeah, he's right. And in this article, this is 100% correct. If you pass this bill, it is dog shit, and it will live forever. It's not like you're going to get everybody back on the same side again. Your only shot at this is to put another president in office if you want to end immigration. That motherfucker will do it. But right now, yeah, Joe Biden doesn't want to fucking do it.
No, they want voters for at some point, and they want to stack their congressional districts as well. That's really what they're going after.
And not to beat a dead horse here with that dumb chick who did the rebuttal there for the Republicans, but you know goddamn well Ramaswamy would have led with that immigration thing at the top of that response and then hammered at him on the rest of this shit. She didn't do it. And it came off like shit. She got spoofed on SNL. Did you watch it, Bob? SNL?
I did.
I love how they just buried their own cast. They go, yeah, we don't want anybody of these guys to pop. Colin Jost just called his wife.
So what's funny about that is watching that, I was just like, it's what I said on RPR the other day. Like, this is like the worst cast of actors in SNL history. Because watching Scarlett Johansson, like, whatever you think of the politics of it, I was like, she can act.
Yes.
Like, I was like, she was fantastic. Compared to even the other cast members, like Mikey Day's Biden is bad. And
All of them are horrific. All Colin Jost has to do is roll over and be like, hey, you want to play that fucking crazy chick from Alabama? Cool, Scarlett Johansson. With all of this, man, I don't know what to think. This keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And unless you physically switch the president out, we are fucked as a country going forward. Even at that meet and greet on Saturday that we did with everybody, that was the main topic that everybody was concerned with. Now, I understand we're in Texas and not everybody gets to see the shit that we get to see, but man, dude, it's awful.
Yeah, but Virginia was the same. You remember the MSNBC whores talking shit about it.
Yeah.
They're like making fun of people for being concerned about immigration when we have an open border in Virginia. So it's not just border towns.
It's not just border towns. But slowly, if we allow this to happen, it's going to spread to every city and state and terrorize and decimate every fucking single city. And not to say that all of them are fucking bad people. Financially, we just don't have the resources or the housing to put these fucking people right now. So what the fuck, bro?
I mean, I don't care if we were rich enough to house everybody on Earth. We shouldn't.
No, like, I'm with you.
Do your, like, figure it out. Life's not that hard.
Figure it the fuck out. Overthrow your governments. Eat people in the fucking streets if you want.
Yeah, they're doing that in Haiti.
Sure are. Is that in here today?
No. No.
You want to save that for last, that video? We're on Patreon.
Well,
we could show it,
yeah,
right?
I guess we could do it today. I was going to do it on Thursday, but if you want to show the video. Of
well, I know we can't show it on YouTube.
Yeah.
All the videos on Twitter got taken down, too.
Did they really?
We all saw it, right? Like, we all saw a man barbecue another limb and eat
Well, so here's the beauty of it. His name is Barbecue.
His name is Barbecue.
Yeah, and he's hungry, so what the fuck?
And he's wearing a Freemason chain for some reason.
I mean, what's the difference? If the guy's already dead, you're eating him.
I think for me personally, and I don't know about you guys, when I saw that video this morning as soon as I woke up, I was not expecting to see a human just in a normal fire pit like you were cooking s'mores, mm-hmm. and then a guy physically tearing off portions of his leg and eating them live on camera. That was just something that I wasn't expecting to see this morning.
I just can't believe Haiti's shares the same island as the Dominican Republic.
Haiti, look, has always been a fucking shithole. Trump said this and gotten trouble for it. And then, I don't know if you remember, Bob, you can pull up these pictures if you want to. Bill Maher, Conan O'Brien, and Susan Sarandon were wearing Haiti is Already Great shirts. If you want to pop that in. And
Have they been?
Did they go? Yes. Yes, they did. And
they definitely didn't go to Port-au-Prince.
We'll talk about it in a second here as soon as you pull up those shirts. There you go. Yep. So Conan was the one who started this trend. Go ahead and pop up that photo there. I love Conan. He's a comedian and was trying to have some laughs there down in Haiti after Trump said this. So Conan actually took his whole entire show there for a week. I don't know if you remember it.
No.
He was in an all-inclusive resort down there, did some videos, met some of the locals, said it's a great, beautiful country.
And it's not.
It is not.
It's not.
It has never been a great country.
If he was in the north port of Labadee or something like that, which is, it's one of the northernmost ports in Haiti, then it's okay. Yeah. But if you're in the actual country, it's fucked.
I mean, it looks beautiful on the outside, right?
Yeah.
It can look beautiful.
It could. Like, see that Conan O'Brien shot of him drinking a martini there in the ocean, or a margarita in the ocean down there? Sure. That looks fine. It looks like a great picture. And then the rest of the country is a fucking hellhole, and it has never changed. I remember my father, I'll tell a quick story here, was doing some work down there, and then also Central America and South America with cable boxes, right? And they were shipping them down. They were shipping him in this metal container that was about 800 square feet. And it was, you know, your typical shipping container that you think of there, but about half the size. And when he got there, first of all, he had to have two armed guards that went with him at all times, every single place he went, including his hotel room. And then they slept outside the door. And they said, hey, you know, we're sorry to bother you here, Jerry, but we've lost the container. And he was like, well, look, that fucking container is expensive and they're reusable and it's got to go back. You guys got to go find this fucking thing. When they found it, there was a family of eight living inside the goddamn container over there. And that's how bad it was. This was in late 80s. So tell me when Haiti was great, because at least from 80s on, probably, it's been a goddamn shithole.
Probably before the French got there. So like the 1500s, maybe?
Yeah, so when the French, I'll have to look this up, but I believe when Haiti successfully rebelled against the French, Toussaint Louverture leading the rebellion or whatever, the French were like, all right, I don't think we're going to be able to take it back. But you know what we can do is just blockade the fuck out of it and don't let any resources in and just starve these fuckers to death.
Gotcha.
So been bad for a while.
Okay.
I'm probably going to do an episode on it next week for Software History.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this, because another thing that was trending along with Barbecue, the guy that was eating a dead guy burnt up, was citizens of Haiti were saying, fuck you to the Clintons. And they're blaming the Clintons for the downfall of Haiti. Why is that?
Clinton Global Initiative came down there and ransacked the place, as they are wont to do. But, I mean, you know, it was fucked before then.
Okay.
When my unit deployed down there in 2010, Bill Clinton went with him, actually.
To Haiti?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
After the earthquake, yeah. My battalion went down there for some, or my brigade, actually. My entire brigade went down there for some fucking reason. We're a bunch of goddamn assaulters, and they sent people to fucking go stand there and do nothing for months. They didn't do shit. There was one funny story, though. This dude ran up to one of the guard positions my buddy Dave was at. He's like, oh, mister, I need help. I'm like, whatever. It's like, all right, cool. So he got a couple guys. He's like, doctor. So he brought a medic with him, went over there. And there's this guy lying on the ground, writhing in pain. He's like, what the fuck happened to this guy? And he's like, oh, he drank battery acid.
Huh. Because he wanted to end his life?
My buddy Dave just looked at him. He was like, don't come talk to me anymore. And he just turned around and walked back to his fucking post.
Yeah.
It's like, get the fuck out of here, man. So that's what you're dealing with.
Down in Haiti?
Yeah, there's no reason to be involved in this at all.
How close is this from collapse, total collapse at this point?
It's already totally collapsed.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
I was following the updates last night, and then I went to bed.
There's no government down there. Right now, the military and these warlords are kind of fighting it out to see who's going to take over the country.
Prime Minister, like, bailed, right?
Yeah, he left, right?
Yeah, he left. The one before him got clipped. But remember by that doctor in Miami, or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
And those two Green Berets that nobody's heard from since. I'm sure they were probably Special Activities Division guys, if I had to guess. I don't know that for sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying it's like it could have been some cutout unit of some sort, but I would assume it's the agency fucking shit up.
What's the benefit of the downfall of Haiti then for the United States?
To go and install a fucking puppet at some point once all this dust clears.
Okay. Because right now there's, what, 1,500 gang members rumored or higher?
Who knows, dude?
Yeah.
Who knows? But it gives us, like, if we have to be down there, it kind of helps secure that part of the world, to be honest, because it's like, what, 20 miles south of Cuba, something like that?
I didn't know. I've never been, actually. No desire. You know, it's weird. I never wanted to go to Haiti growing up. I wasn't on my vision board as a
kid. Been to Dominican Republic. Well, when I was a teenager to play baseball, I was in. We played in Puerto Rico for the summer, and then we went over to the Dominican for a couple of games. But yeah, there's no one wants to cross that mountain range and go into Haiti.
Okay. Yeah. Good luck, Haiti. We're wishing the best for you there. Wouldn't cross Mr. Barbecue unless you want to be lunch. Okay.
What if you were like? God damn it. I wish this was happening in America because, you know, some dumbass YouTuber would be walking around barbecue, like sprinkling sauce on his head or something. Like,
oh, yeah.
Hell are you going to get me?
Yeah.
You going to get me? That's what I would do.
Go to grillyourassoff.com. Drink it, bros. 20% off. Sprinkling out, you know, seasoning all over the dead body. Because if you're going to do it, it might as well be tasty, in my opinion. I wasn't able to find out if he was able to put anything on the body or kind of a nice base before they cooked it. Wasn't sure there, but I would like to have his recipe just in case that breaks out here. You know, I want to know what a good human would taste like and what the proper seasonings for that human would be. Next up, the FDNY hunted by Letitia James. FDNY Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh is hunting down smoke eaters and other staffers who mercilessly booed New York Attorney General Letitia James and cheered in support of Donald Trump during a department promotion ceremony this week, the Post has learned. FDNY Chief of Department John Hodges fired off an email to other agency honchos warning a reckoning led by the department's Bureau of Investigation and Trials was coming over the course of boos and chants of Trump, Trump, Trump that James received at Thursday's events. BITS is investigating this. So they will figure out who the members are, Hodges wrote. I recommend they come forward. I've been told by the commissioner it will be better for them if they come forward and we don't have to hunt them down. The deputy chiefs shall direct the captain of the company, to make a list of those who come forward and send it directly to FDNY operations. I realize members might not come forward, but they should know there is clear video of the entire incident, and they will be contacted by BITS if they don't. A list of talking points for deputy chiefs during doing the investigation obtained by the Post said, we want the members to come forward. They will come to headquarters to be educated why their behavior is unacceptable.
We call that re-education, which is a word that's been used in communism for years.
Yeah,
like you're at an event and not in your official capacity, you can protest all you want, bud. If you're not in uniform, you can protest all you want.
And it's not like they went to her house or found her out in the streets or whatever. This was at an event with them. They can say whatever the fuck they want, in my opinion. Why does the head of FDNY want to fucking...
Well, here's a better question than what you were about to ask. Why is the head of the FDNY a woman?
That is a great question.
Like, what percentage of the FDNY, and no offense, there's, I know some female firefighters, very few of them, because there are very few of them. It's not like cops. There's a lot of female cops. There are not a lot of female firefighters. And it's because you have to carry big-ass boots around.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And all your equipment shit. Like, it's very rare that you would have a woman firefighter at all. But why is she in charge of the largest fire department on Earth?
So, according to the numbers, apparently the average for the amount of women in fire departments throughout the country is 9%, and the FDNY it is 2%.
Yeah. Yeah, so she shouldn't be there.
And somehow, she must have been real good, man.
Yeah.
The best of all time. The John Wick of fighting fires. That's why. Because it's, you know, this is all fucking, the meritocracy is gone.
Yeah.
One thing that firefighters are known for, and this is true of the bosses as well, is that they protect their people, right? That's it's not like cops who throw each other the bus and have IED and shit like that, throw each other the bus all the time. Firefighters protect their people always.
Yeah.
So this woman is like calling somebody out for going after the attorney general. Who fucking cares? FDNY, by the way, is a city organization. The state attorney general has no jurisdiction over them whatsoever.
Yeah. I don't understand any of this. And again, in such a male-driven profession like this, why is a woman there? It doesn't make any sense. Let's face it, it's not like she's going to come out and give a speech and every dude's going to be like, yep, we respect that one.
No, they're all going to be like, who's this cunt?
Yeah. Go ahead and fireman carry a 180-pound dude up a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
And then I'll respect you.
Yeah, I mean, this is, it's a... one FDNY retiree said it was a political stunt for the city to have the AG there in the first place when it backfired to send their fascist pit bulls after guys for exercising their First Amendment rights. Most were off duty and not in FDNY uniform. So maybe there were some guys there in uniform. They might face some kind of penalty, but if you're there in your civilian clothes, there's not a goddamn thing they could do about it. But they're going to try, right? They're going to try. famed constitutional criminal law attorney, also probable pedophile, Alan Dershowitz, blasted the FDNY's hunt down. Firefighters have an absolute constitutional right to boo the attorney general, and the government has no power to punish them for it. So efforts to get the names of booers is an effort by the government to chill free speech and is unconstitutional as such.
I agree. Do you have a picture of Laura Kavanaugh that we could see? I'm just curious as to what this broad looks like, who's running FDNY up there. Because you know goddamn well they're not stoked about it. Come on, man.
I mean, I was kind of expecting somebody with broader shoulders than this.
Same. Frankly. I was like, man, is she going to be 6'5"?
Because the women I know that are firefighters, they look like linebackers.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Look at this.
She's not carrying anybody in or out of a fucking building.
Holy shit.
That's a diversity hire right there, my man.
She'd be lucky to carry your fucking Chick-fil-A order over to the table, for Christ's sakes. God damn it, dude.
With the amount of nuggets I get.
Who made this decision, Dan? Like, who does this up there?
Is FDNY county or city?
So,
because it would be the mayor if it's
there
city.
Is no county situation with New York. I think each borough is its own county.
Yeah, it's city. So she's appointed by the mayor.
Oh, there you go. Well, there's your fucking answer. Yeah. There's your answer.
The guy
right
who's butt fucked that city and he's now pretending like, man, we got to do something. Like, you've been in charge.
Yep.
Don't say we've got to do something when you've been the one doing it.
The other thing, too, is that motherfucker's was chief of police, and this is who you're hiring?
He wasn't chief. He was a captain, I think.
Whatever, man. He's going to fucking hire her?
He's a twat.
Hey, who would everybody listen to? I don't know. The girl who weighs 110 and looks like Calista Flockhart. Jesus Christ, dude. We're all fucked. Next up, Royal Photo Gate. This is a fun one. This is one of my favorite stories going around right now. After months of speculation on the whereabouts of Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales and future Queen of England, the royal family released an image on Sunday that appeared to have been edited. It's so edited that the Associated Press and Reuters issued a rare kill notifications for it. Man, this is fucking fun here. Is this AI? Because I looked at this photo numerous times. No, they get the fingers wrong.
I think she was using
it's not
something.
It's a bad Photoshop job.
Yeah.
By her?
But it wasn't even Photoshop. I think it maybe mentions the name of
is
the
it
fucking...
Nap?
Yeah, I think it mentions the name of the app somewhere in the article. I don't know if I put it into this.
I'll check.
Or not.
So, Bob, if you look to zoom in on the child's fingers there, and they're all fucked up.
Where?
Man, it was going around the internet. I don't think I can see it.
So there was a situation where...
There it is, right there. Yep. Pop that one up.
Yeah. I don't think that's... I think the kid's just doing weird shit with his hand.
Maybe it's one of the fucking secret societies. You know what I mean?
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. West Side. It's West Side, dude.
Come on, dude. That's not West Side.
He knows that fucking
there's
Tupac's,
no nail on that finger.
He knows
finger.
That Tupac's alive. Well, the index finger's bent back.
Man. The index finger's bent back and the middle finger's wrapped around the ring finger.
It's West Side is what he's doing, clearly, right? So is it West Side Story? Or is he a big Tupac fan?
Yeah.
Right?
Hard it's to one tell.
Of
the two.
He looks like a gangster rap kid to me.
This is not any of the hand signals that the Sharks or Jets threw up. So
that's true, yeah.
Yeah. So it's got to be Tupac. It's got to be Tupac. The photo created such a skirmish that Monday morning, the photo's editor had to issue an apology to the official Twitter accounts of the Prince and Princess of Wales. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I want to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everybody celebrating had a happy Mother's Day. C.
I'm sorry, Mother's Day, you transphobe bitch.
Yeah. It was
Birthing Person Day.
Birthing Person Day over in England.
Assigned female at birth.
Yep.
You stupid bitch.
Yeah. That's a lot. That C signature, by the way, stands for Catherine, Princess of Wales, a.k.a. Kate Middleton. What's wrong with her?
That's the question.
What do you guys think this
is? So the picture's still up on her Instagram page, so you can go examine it yourself if you want. You can see that it's been edited, but who cares? Every picture on the internet is edited.
Yeah, I don't give
a shit
about that.
I'm not sure what the big deal. I think the reason that it's a big deal is because they've clearly been hiding what's wrong with her for a couple of months.
Yes. Right?
And people are like, well, what the fuck? Now you're putting out edited photos too?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it would have been better off just not doing that at all. But I'm not sure what they think, like what parts of it, it looks like it maybe is a Snapchat filter that has the smile enhancer or whatever, or there's other apps that have that filter as well that make your smile bigger. I know because people have used them to give me a smile before, which I don't appreciate.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like she specifically is edited. Bob,
no.
Zoom
no,
in
it's
on.
Not. It's, she's not edited.
Yeah. So like, I feel like every article I've read about this or every fucking tweet I've read about this has something to do with fucking. Oh, well, she's been missing, and what's wrong with her? Why are they editing photos? But she's not the one edited. That's what she always looks like, right? So
what we think. I don't know.
None of the other hands are weird or anything like that. And by the way, AI has gotten beyond that anyways, and for the most part. Look, you can see a hand over like her hand on the kid's side right there. It's blurry because she was moving it during the picture.
Okay.
If that was AI, her hand would be all fucked up.
So let me ask you this. Why edit this or why walk this back at all then?
Walk what back?
I mean, all she said was, I edited the photo. I don't think look, this is not a real person. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is these people live in a fucking giant bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
They have
yeah.
no idea what's going on in the real world.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So she's like, people are doing that on the internet. I'm going to do it too. That's
it. If anything, I don't even understand what the edit was for, right? Because here's the main thing. This, like, it's clearly like she removed a piece of her daughter's arm, like wrist right here. I don't know what the edit was.
I don't either. I mean, she's not wearing a wedding ring, and there has been speculations on that of why she's not wearing a wedding ring in this photo.
Hands are swollen.
From?
AIDS.
You think she's got AIDS?
I think it's likely.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkin'bros. They're back, baby! And they're better than ever. Everything is 50% off in the entire store with the promo code drinkin'bros at checkout. Talking about the pillows, the sheets, the mattresses, the adjustable bases. Even the mattresses for RVs, everything is 50% off with the promo code DRINKINBROS at checkout. And now their mattresses are all made in the U.S. of A. They've even got some new mattresses from Venus Williams over there. Ghost Beds moving on up in the world. Hopefully today's the day you buy yourself a new bedroom set. There's nothing more important than a good night's sleep in this life. They last forever. Huge fan. Obviously been using them for years. They're in every single room of my house. And the sheets. The sheets are some of my favorite, man. I've got every single product they have, and gigantic fan of these guys. Can't say how much I love them enough. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Pop in that promo code Drinking Bros for 50% off. Next up, we got the Montana Knife Company. That's MontanaKnifeCompany.com. Montana Knife Company was founded by one of the most experienced master bladesmiths in the world, Josh Smith. He's been making knives for 30 years, all of them made in the USA, manufactured locally in Montana, designed, tested, and built by hunters. Montana Knife Company is a hunting knife company, first and foremost. Sharpest knives out of the box and the easiest knives to sharpen. Montana Knife Company is a young company, and they're working hard to keep up with the demands. And the Montana knives actually sell out within minutes of being released. So head on over to MontanaKnifeCompany.com to see what's available now. For the first time ever, they have all knives in stock on the site. So run on over there right now. You can grab the Blackfoot 2.0, the Speed Goat, or the Stonewall Skinner over there. Just make sure to use the code DB10. For 10% off your first order at MontanaKnifeCompany.com. Promo code DB10 for 10% off your first order. Next up, we got BioProteinTech.com. Promo code Drinking Bros for 30% off over there. Guys, if you're over 30, you're going to want to hear this. Every year after puberty, HGH, human growth hormone, the hormone responsible for workout recovery, performance, metabolism, and even sex drive, starts to decline, sometimes by 50% by the age 35. Doesn't matter who you are, how hard you train, how good you eat, it's happening to all of us. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus is one of the first of its kind non-synthetic alternative to prescription HGH growth hormone treatments. All the benefits of synthetic HGH without any of the needles, side effects, or doctor visits. Best part about BioPro Plus is it works super fast, it's easy to use, and is 100% safe. It's been trusted by physicians since 2009, and its benefits can be felt in just days instead of months. Guys who use BioPro Plus have experienced faster workout recovery, enhanced performance, metabolism, and even sexual function. And sometimes your mood and energy get better. Well, let's face it, if you're having great sex and you're lifting harder, yeah, your mood's going to improve. So if you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the risk of the big pharma synthetic shit, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or just click the link in the audio description. Make sure to use the promo code Drinking Bros for $30 off your first order. Dan and I have been using this for roughly about 6 months now, and big fan of it. Comes in little tiny vials. Pop it right underneath your tongue right before nine-nine. You're going to have a great sleep on this shit for sure. Last but not least, HardAFSeltzer.com. We're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas, Ohio, in North Carolina, out there in the Outer Banks, and in Wilmington. We're in every single Total Wine all through the Southeast and in the state of Texas. We're in 50 HEBs here in the state of Texas. Kroger, we're in 5 Krogers down there in Houston, all the Piggly Wigglies down in Alabama, and every single Total Wine down in Florida, Wilmington, North Carolina, in that Total Wine, all the Brunches restaurants out there, and Whiskey Creek Trail, my favorite place to eat with my family in Masonboro Forest over there. Big fan. Right there off of Masonboro Forest, Masonboro Loop Road, I should say. Columbus, Ohio. We're live in the Short North at the Pint House down there. If you're looking to watch some March Madness, hopefully Ohio State gets in there. That'll be fun this week to watch at all the bars and restaurants. Urban Meyer's Pint House out in Dublin is bubbling, and the Standard Hall on campus at Ohio State's going off right now. Also, check all your university liquor stores out there. You know, I know ABC Liquors on University of Georgia campus. That Shell station on 1405 University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa, Alabama's got you covered. So does that Corks and Tops over there. Tiger Liquors, University of Auburn, is all up in your business over there. And that Total Wine in Jacksonville is one of our highest sellers there. In Florida, pop on in and say hello to everyone. If you're not in one of those states, one of the surrounding states where we sell Hard AF Seltzer, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Support us and support the show. It might be at this point. Not sure. The whole situation is very, very bizarre, and she certainly didn't do herself any favors by popping this up and then admitting that she edited it. There's only one shot of her, Bob. If you can pull it up. They got her in the back of a car the other day, and they were like, oh, she's fine. But even that was like a blurry, grainy photo.
Maybe she's going Bigfoot on this.
You think so?
Like every photo of her from now on is going to be a little bit blurry for no apparent reason.
I mean, this does look like the Patterson film. No relation, I wish. It was my grandfather that took that Bigfoot video.
I mean, what camera? This is like a cell phone picture from like 30 years ago.
I know.
What the fuck?
Doesn't this look like the Bigfoot photo? Like this grain on it? So it looks, it's very strange.
It doesn't look real. That looks like a filter, to be honest.
The whole thing is so goddamn confusing, and it doesn't make any sense.
I think the only way we're going to solve this is if they give her to us, and yep, we conduct an autopsy.
Well, she's not dead.
Well, we'll kill her, and then we'll do the autopsy.
Okay.
That's the only way to know for sure what's wrong with her.
Look, I'm very thorough in my examinations, and
I've got several boxes of black nitrile gloves at my house.
Same.
So I can really get in there.
Really? And, yeah. and all
And I've got
parts.
Barbecue gloves, too, that come all the way up to my elbows.
Oh, those Haitian ones? Yeah, I'm a big fan.
No, they're not branded. I'm not paying that guy anything. All I'm saying is I can get elbow deep without, you know, creating a mess for myself.
Sure.
In both holes.
A lot of lube.
So I'll just be walking around like this with her over me.
Yeah, a lot of lube over there.
And then
but
you're just like,
we can figure it out. Yeah. We can figure this out.
It's almost like throwing in a soccer ball from out of bounds.
Yeah.
It's like
2 feet on the ground.
Both hands at the same time.
Two hands over your head, yeah.
Two rolls, and then a superhero landing.
Yeah.
Right? And then I'll believe that she's real. Until then,
she might have died, and this could be her double.
Seriously, I think they're integrating a double right now.
Do you believe that?
Yeah,
Bob, what do you think it is? Has your wife said anything? I know she follows the.
She doesn't really follow the Royals.
Oh, she doesn't. Okay,
I don't know.
Not until they start putting on Disney costumes and shit.
So pop up this grainy picture one more time here, Bob. It looks like the bottom here, right here, Bob, on her lip, underneath her lip, is swollen, or that she's got a zin in there.
It's probably a zin.
And then she's popping a zin. Like, people would be amped about that if she was just zinning all day. But
speaking of that, who was it? AOC. Yeah. There's a picture of AOC in a white pantsuit and a clear circular zin pouch.
Shut the
outline
fuck up.
In the front of her pantsuit. Yeah, find all this right. shit. Did you not see this the other day? God, it was at the State of the Union.
If she wasn't a Democrat, dude, she'd
that.
Be a fan favorite.
Now, that's either her, like a keychain or something, or she's fucking.
Zoom in, Bob.
No, that's Zen.
Zoom in. Let's see.
Yeah, that's a 10.
Yeah, 10 is in. Yeah, 10 is in, dude. Jesse's doing them too. Everybody's doing it. Pop up now. Go up to her breasts real quick. Thank you. Thanks, Bob. Just again, I want to be thorough. I'm checking for Zins everywhere else. You know, you never know if they're hiding them in their bras and whatnot. So thank you for that. Purely scientific, obviously, on that one.
You know what you can do if you want to perv out right now is just put on a fucking multicam blouse, like a shirt.
Yeah.
And just go to the New York subway and just start frisking people.
Why not, dude?
No one would know. People in New York are fucking stupid. They've allowed this to happen in the first place.
If you go down to an Army surplus store right now,
oh yeah,
and dress up,
you don't even have to go to a surplus store. You can buy this shit on Amazon.
Yeah, dude, and then just show up down there and be like, "All right, cool. Guess what?"
Just start frisking people. Be like, hey, this is for your safety, ma'am. Can you maintain eye contact with me when I'm doing this?
I've got to rub dem titties.
Yeah, well,
find out if you're
hiding that way because they'll know.
Are you sure they'll know?
Yeah.
What if you say, "Ma'am, I apologize, but the governor of New York has instructed me to say." I need to check damn titties right now.
I think that might work.
Okay. If it's coming from the governor.
And then Harlan McFarlane says to say, I am the law while you're doing it, like Judge Dredd.
I am the law. Right after you clear him, after yeah. you give him a pat down, you stare at him right in the eyes and go, I am the law.
Then you pat him on the butt as they walk away. Good game.
It'd be great, dude. Yeah, you look at these pictures of AOC and you're like, man, that sucks. That sucks we lost that one, you know? Even Boebert. Did you watch Boebert on that State of the Union the other night? Sitting next to Matt Gaetz? You know the two of them are boning.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too.
That would be better than the trash she's been fucking so far.
Yeah.
Like, upgrade your life a little bit.
She looked great.
She went from some dumb Grand Junction guy to a fucking Democrat.
Well, she went to that guy who plucked her out of that Burger King at 16.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's Grand Junction trash.
I don't know what Grand Junction is.
It's Western Colorado.
Okay.
And there's nothing out there.
Some old train tracks and a dead Chinaman.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of dead Chinese out there.
Yeah, their bones are everywhere. They built that railroad. Next up, we got Trump versus Bannon. Steve Bannon, the one-time advisor to Donald John Trump, suggested on Saturday that the former president was paid off after a shift in stance on TikTok. TikTok, the immensely popular video sharing app known for its predominantly young audience, has once again come under scrutiny from U.S. lawmakers. The app is currently owned by Chinese tech company ByteDance, which has spurred significant suspicion that its abundance of user data is being furnished to the Chinese government. While ByteDance and TikTok have dismissed these accusations, lawmakers have continued to consider their options. A bipartisan bill put forward by members of the House Select Committee on the strategic competition between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party last week would work to incentivize divestment of TikTok by ByteDance by blocking it from appearing in American app stores and granting executive branch authority to take similar action in the future against social media companies operated by a foreign adversary. Now, lawmakers on the House Committee of Energy and Commerce advanced the legislation last week in a 50-0 bipartisan vote to the full U.S. House of Representatives. TikTok, meanwhile, characterized the bill as a ban and urged users to encourage their local representatives to block it. What do you think is going to happen with this?
I don't think it'll get banned.
I don't either. And I think it won't get banned for a different reason. I think it's too close to the election. And if you're trying to get young users, voters, and users on the app, obviously, voters out to the ballots, TikTok is a very, very powerful tool.
I mean, they're running ads during the Oscars. They were running ads during the State of the Union. Mm-hmm. They're running ads on morning ESPN and shit to not ban it, right? TikTok's running ads, and it's supposed users who are telling, like, this is how I use fucking TikTok or whatever.
Right.
Now, to the point about Bannon, that guy's a fucking retard, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, far be it for me to defend Trump from any of the stupid shit he does either, but to suggest that Trump's been bought off by ByteDance or some shit, like maybe, who fucking knows, right?
Yeah.
You don't have any evidence for that, you're just saying it. But the broader conservative spectrum has shifted on this back towards a more libertarian approach, which is why the fuck would we let the government ban something, right? That's the thinking, and that's what Trump has said multiple times. Now, there is a guy, what's his name? Jeff Yass, Yass.
Yass, queen, Yass.
He's a conservative hedge fund manager, and he's got about $33 billion invested in TikTok.
Right? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah, so he's, according to Intelligencer, which is a publication, he's threatened to remove funding for GOP candidates if they fuck with TikTok, right?
Okay.
And this is why Citizens United is the worst piece of legislation ever passed in this country.
Yeah, what's your current stance on TikTok?
I don't give a fuck about TikTok.
I've switched.
I am an adult human being, and I can decide not to use it if I don't want to. And if you're an adult human being deciding that you do want to use it, then fucking go for it. And if this is all about China, are we really going to pretend like Twitter
Yep.
Elon's not left out of this because, by the way, China and other foreign markets are talking about kicking all American-made products out right now. So he's sucking as much Chinese dick as he can get his hands on right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think Twitter, all of Meta properties, and everybody else isn't fucking selling data to China already, your personal data, then you're fucking stupid, right?
I agree.
So, you know, just don't come up with a good reason to ban it. And the good reason is, well, it's fucking with kids. They're putting out different content towards American kids than they are towards anybody else. Okay, cool. Why don't you parent your fucking children then?
Yep.
You fucking loser. Instead of giving the government more power. You're out of your goddamn mind.
I've got kids, and they don't have TikTok because I'm a responsible parent. And I'm like, hey, you can figure the fuck out when you're a teenager, but not now. The other part of this is initially when it was 3 years ago, I think, you know, they started this thing against TikTok. I was initially with it where I was like, yeah, China shouldn't have all of our faces and all of our shit and everything else. Over the course of the last 3 years,
that ship has sailed,
right?
Man.
Exactly. And everything that has come out online and what we've seen with fucking Elon caving and giving up Trump's tweets and fucking Facebook ripping down New York Post articles about Hunter Biden and everything else. How much worse is TikTok than the rest of the shit we already have? I mean, fuck, the other day on my phone, it popped up on my screen that just said, hey, are you aware that Instagram is tracking your location? So Apple has a new iOS thing where they're letting you know who's tracking your locations and all that other shit. All of these apps are horrific across the board. So do we really give a fuck? I mean, your information was leaked by the Chinese or to the Chinese years and years ago. Has your life changed?
It wasn't leaked. They've stolen my identity. On three separate occasions. One of them could have been Russia, but for sure two of them were China. And one of them was my SF-86, which is a packet you fill out to get a security clearance, right? So 20 years of my life, every detail, including my fingerprints and my DNA, are in that. So they have everything. If I ever get charged for murder, I'm going to subpoena the Chinese government. You know what I mean? Like, hey, they probably set me up.
But has your life changed since that happened? I mean, for real?
No, the only thing that's changed is that the fucking government gave me a free credit monitoring account.
Really?
To see if anybody tries to steal my identity. No one ever has.
Good for you.
So
good for you. But yeah, that's where I switched over the course of the last 3 years is all this shit has come out. I'm like, you know what? Who fucking cares at this point? And I think for both parties, Republican and Democrat, nobody is going to want to see this go through right before the election.
No, there's no chance of this going through.
I agree.
Womb Raider says facial recognition in Asia seems like it would be really hard. Do you know what he means by that?
They all look alike.
What about retinal scans? Also hard?
Can't see the eyes. You can only see half an eye.
It's worth mentioning.
I understand you can only see half an eye.
It's just science, man.
They're just a little more closed than us round eyes. All right? Big fan of that. Yeah. Next up, what's up with planes? At least 50 people were injured Monday. After a LATAM Airlines Boeing 787 Dreamliner dipped so dramatically into a nosedive for a couple of seconds during a flight to New Zealand that it caused passengers to slam into the roof of the cabin. Witnesses say LATAM Airlines said the plane was traveling from Sydney, Australia, and experienced a technical event during the flight which caused a strong movement. Paramedics and more than 10 emergency vehicles were waiting for passengers when flight LA-800 landed in Auckland. The plane dipped so dramatically into nosedives for a couple of seconds and around 30 people. Holy shit. 30 people at the ceiling? I don't mean to make light of that. It happened to me on a flight once, but only a couple of us.
I always wear my seatbelt, man.
I was getting up. It was an accident. The seatbelt sign wasn't on. I was like, getting ready to piss, but none of us knew what had happened until after the flight. I was just trying to keep everybody calm, he added. We never heard any announcement from the captain. The newspaper reports that the incident happened about with an hour left into the flight. One guy on the passenger said, I had just dozed off, and luckily I had my seatbelt on, and all of a sudden the plane just dropped. It wasn't one of those things where you hit turbulence and you drop a few times. We just dropped. That's scary as shit. What is that?
Well, they're saying it was some kind of technical error. When it happens normally it's a thermal pocket. So you're traveling through air, and think of the air around you as a liquid, right? For this purpose, it's kind of helpful to think of it as a liquid because it kind of is. You're traveling through the air, and it's super cold up there. Every 1,000 feet you go up, it's 1 degree colder.
Uh-huh.
Colder. So at 35,000 feet, it's like sub-zero temperature sometimes, especially this time of year, right? So it's super cold. Then all of a sudden, there's this trapped pocket of thermal gas, and it's lighter than you are now, right? So you just fall through it because it's lighter than you, not like the heavy air, the heavier cold air that the plane's going through at the time. That's a simple explanation.
Okay. But these fucking planes, man, we've had a lot of problems with these things.
Yeah, a wheel fell off one on takeoff the other day. And then another one after that landed, and some of the gears were fucked up as well. So it's like, that's three incidents in 1 week. But, you know, to be honest, we're kind of paying attention to this lately because it's a narrative. This came from Fox News, by the way.
Right.
Now, this is an issue, obviously, a plane dropping 50 feet suddenly like that, or 100 feet like that, and then 50 people getting hurt. That's a real thing. And a wheel falling off. Landing gear wheel, that seems like a big deal as well. Landing gear braking seems like a big deal. But I don't know if this is happening at a because everybody's like, oh, this is what you get when you have DEI or whatever the fuck. Maybe. I mean, I would agree with that in principle, but I don't know that that's the case here. I don't know what the standard rate of airline accidents is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. By the way, for the audience, if you're wondering why we're sneezing so much here, do you want to talk about a drop? We dropped from 80 degrees down to 37 this weekend. Holy shit, dude. It started to get chilly out there Saturday nights. When we were out there, I was like, coaching that soccer game Saturday morning, I was freezing my fucking ass off, dude. We had about a 25-mile-an-hour wind here in Texas, so we're all a little bit under the weather today and trying to cope with it. Is it going back up this week, Bob?
Kind of.
Jesus, man.
It's a weird...
I mean, it's been drastic.
It's going to start raining Wednesday, and it's going to rain until Sunday.
Okay. Great.
But it's going to be in like the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
Until the weekend, then it gets cold.
I don't know. Then it drops again. Tuesday next week, 63 high, 37 low. Wednesday, 43 low.
God damn. All right. Texas, man. I mean, it was 91 the last two weekends that I coached soccer, and then boom, dropped off the face of the planet. Not feeling that great today. Next up, Florida's getting a little authoritarian. A bill criminalizing exotic dancing for individuals under the age of 21. It's on its way to Governor DeSantis' desk. On Friday, Florida lawmakers passed HB 7063. The bill raises the age requirement for performers and employees to work in adult entertainment establishments from 18 to 21. Those establishments include strip clubs and adult bookstores. The bill passed the Florida Senate by a 35-3 vote last week. The Florida House then approved the bill with a 104-3 vote on Friday, with only three Florida House Democrats voting against it. If signed off on by Governor DeSantis, owners of adult entertainment establishments will face criminal penalties for knowingly hiring those under the age of 21. Owners would be subject to a first-degree misdemeanor charge for disobeying the law. Those under the age of 21 who break the new law would also face felony charges for the crime. Now, the government is already, they have absolutely no business telling adults what they can or can't do, especially some kind of bullshit morality law here. Where do you land on this?
This aggression will not stand.
Because you want to see some 18-year-old titties.
That's an adult.
It is.
And they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, Florida had these, when you get enough repubes in one area, it always happens like this. Like at first you're like, oh good, they're getting rid of these people. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, cool, man. Why don't you stop and mind your fucking business,
dude? It's kind of like politics in general, right? Like you don't really have allies. You need to be mindful of the people you team up with, right? Because you accomplish a lot of stuff you want to at first, no matter what side you're on. But then if you let them keep going, like the amount of Republicans, it is a not insignificant thing I see on Twitter of outlawing porn.
Yeah,
Like, yeah. It's fucking real. Like, there is a large Christian plurality that would like to get very moral with the law very quick. A lot of them are pissed off about weed being legal in places and sports gambling.
Yeah.
They fucking hate it. Like, it's not a small amount of people.
Yeah, so that's a conservative, right?
It is a certain segment of conservatives.
No, that's pretty in line with conservatism generally, is to stop other people from doing shit that they want to do. You know what I mean?
Well, it all comes back to this fucking Christian morality shit, right? And the evangelicals and all that other shit. Wasn't it Trump who was hot mic'd or something? He was just like, I don't believe in any of this shit either. But it is what it is. I think me personally, this is what's holding back the Republican Party as a whole. Because now you're into the issue of abortion and also with this fucking shit and everything else. And when you do this type of shit, it seems archaic.
Yeah, it's stupid. So you don't have the right to legislate morality. I don't give a fuck what you believe. And if you believe that, then you're my enemy. You're the enemy of the fucking people. It's a completely unconscionable to think that you should be able to tell another grown person what to do.
Yeah. And at 18 years old, you're allowed to go to war and get fucking killed over there. So what's preventing you from getting on the stage or in OnlyFans? If you're 18 years old, you can have a fucking OnlyFans account, right?
Yeah.
So how is that any different, I guess, than stripping at home versus in a club if you want to?
Yeah, I mean, technically it's only in clubs, so maybe we're going to have, I'll just show up at your house.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
You're the stripper
for
the evening.
Or it's OnlyFans, either one, prostitution, however you want to word it there. But
you've never gotten a to-go stripper before?
Yeah.
No, there was a...
I've kidnapped a couple people, Bob, but it wasn't legal.
I had to do that for a bachelor party once, order a stripper to the house instead of go to a strip club or whatever. And
how awkward is that?
It never feels awful. Good, dude.
It was not good.
Just sitting in your living room 10 feet away from where your child plays.
I mean, fortunately, this was well before I had children, and it was in, like, a college house.
Same.
And but it didn't matter. It didn't matter. It was weird that she had a guy with her who was the creepiest person I've ever seen in my life. And, like, one of the guys in the house, like, yelled something at her, like, kind of not polite. And I was like, that guy will murder you.
Yeah.
Just shut your mouth and get an erection and quiet.
I know. We've all got that one friend who's always like, strip clubs. And I'm just like, why?
I think strip clubs are one of the saddest places on earth.
Same.
It's like someone with absolutely no talent in life, except for their looks that have an expiration date on them and no shame. That's your talent.
And if you have money, why can't you just go to a bar, buy any girl a shit ton of drinks and try to hook up? Like, I've never understood it. Yeah, go Cosby with it, you know? It's not going to catch up to you for a while.
Yeah, I mean, if you can make it all the way to 83 before you get taken down, shit, that's a life well lived right there, bud.
And his prison stint was amazing from what he said.
Yeah, now he's going to get paid by the state of Pennsylvania.
Sure is, dude. A lot of money. A lot of money over there. Yeah, but we all got that one dipshit who's just like, I need strippers. The worst one ever for me was a fantasy football draft. And this guy got strippers for the fantasy football draft. And I was like, holy shit, dude, I can't fucking do this. Like, this is fucking nuts. She was on the kitchen table, and I'm like, he had kids and wife, and they were out of town for the weekend. And I was like, man, your fucking 2-year-old's going to be just all up in here eating fucking yogurt right off this table, you know? And now there's a stripper from Thailand who's rubbing her pussy on it. So have fun with that.
Just disinfect it, you know?
That's all you can do. Next up, don't eat turtle meat. 8 children and an adult died after eating sea turtle meat on Pemba Island in the Zanzibar. I don't know where this is.
Archipelago.
Where is Zanzibar,
that?
Africa?
Where is that? Is it Africa or right? It's not Australia, right? We always hear about Zanzibar and it sounds exotic. Where is it?
Yeah, Tanzania, Africa.
Okay, it's in Africa. All right. The adults... wait. Oh, Jesus Christ. While 78 other people were hospitalized, authorities said Saturday, sea turtle meat is considered a delicacy by Zanzibar's people, even though it periodically results in deaths from Kalantoxism, whatever the fuck that is, a type of food poisoning? I've never heard of this. The adult who died late Friday was the mother of one of the children who succumbed earlier, said the district medical examiner. He said the turtle meat was consumed Tuesday. Bakari told the Associated Press that laboratory results had confirmed all the victims had eaten sea turtle meat. Authorities in Zanzibar, which is a semi-autonomous region of the East African nation of Tanzania, sent a disaster management team led by Hazma Hassan Juma, who urged people to avoid consuming sea turtles. It is not clear what species of sea turtle was eaten in Zanzibar.
That's super helpful, by the way. It's like Captain Hindsight from South Park. Their disaster team just shows up and tells people not to do what they just did to get themselves killed. What the fuck kind of bullshit disaster management is that?
Is there photos of this? I mean, where do you leave the shell? Do you keep the shell? Like,
this just happened in 2021, too.
God damn it, man.
In addition to human predation, a range of climatological and other environmental factors have landed most sea turtles on the endangered list. Including the world's most critically endangered sea turtle, the Kemp's Ridley. I think this is payback for the straws.
Probably.
To be honest. Like, it seems like intentional to me.
Yeah. Everybody's pissed off about the paper straws, and they're like, fuck it, let's just use the goddamn sea turtles.
It could be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing.
The shit that this causes is insane. So first off, to avoid it, you have to parboil the turtle, like, multiple times.
Why? What's inside the turtle?
It's just not meant to be eaten by human beings. Effects include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, tongue abnormalities.
What?
Firm liver, liver hemorrhage.
Hey, is your liver feeling firm today? Yeah. I think that turtle's fucking me up.
You could just start fucking like bleeding out of nowhere.
Great.
Your heart gets flabby, yes. Apparently.
Yes.
Vertigo. Wait,
did you say flabby?
Yeah, your
flabby.
Heart like stops being.
So soft heart, hard liver.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of this sounds like it makes me want to try the goddamn thing.
Oh,
what else, Bob? What do we got there?
Spontaneous abortion.
I'm sorry? Repeat that last one for me, Bob. I didn't hear that.
Spontaneous abortion.
Mm, okay. So if you were pregnant, the baby would be aborted.
No, you just run around punching pregnant ladies in the stomach.
Okay.
Mm.
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 Wow.
There is a creature called a fluke, right? And it burrows its way inside of the brain of an ant and convinces the ant to crawl up to the top of blades of grass because the fluke comes to maturity inside of the gut of a cow. So it needs to get inside of the cow. So it burrows inside of the brain of an ant and takes over its body and climbs up to the top of a blade of grass so the cow will eat it and then digest it and it can reach maturity.
Fun.
You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Show the picture. You got a picture of it? There it is. Look at that right
So
there.
If you see ants crawling up blades of grass like that, it's not Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No.
They're suicidal because their brains have been taken over by the Borg.
Yeah. Now, the Borg you're talking about is not the one
Cyborg,
I was drinking.
Yeah, the okay. Alien race of cyborgs, not whatever the fuck that shit stood for. I don't remember.
Under
now. The
boardwalk? The Borg walk down there? Yeah. That Borg was fun the other day. People are still submitting their Borg names right now online, and know that I love all of them, by the way. Now's the point in the show we get to the drinking bro of the week. Is anybody back there allowed to come up? One guy was like, hey, bro, I got a real fucking job doing. I'm moving on up. Yeah, there it is. Come on up, brother. Come on up, brother. Bob, real quick, pop open drinkingbros.com. Political signs are out. Defund politicians and Creed 2024 yard signs are out on drinkingbros.com, along with the Creed 2024 t-shirts and all that shit. These will sell out within 48 hours, guaranteed. I know you guys have been waiting for them. They are live in the store right now. Get them while they're hot. The whole store is stocked up over there. We got Hard AF merchandise over there for Hard AF Seltzer. We got some Crime Corner tees. Those Drinking Bros truckers are my favorites, by the way. Big fan of those. And we got everything. Bro Box, by the way. We will announce on Thursday's fake news who won the Bro Box, where we fly out one person to join us for an evening at Olive Garden. So that'll be announced on Thursday. Welcome to the show. Put that mic about an inch from your face there. Boom. There you go. What's your name?
Jacob Masterson.
Yeah, Jacob. You look like a young Ricky Fowler.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wish I could play like him.
He's on Full Swing this season. I just finished it. He's good. I love Pretty Ricky.
Yeah.
Big fan of his.
Yeah.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Ooh, man, I started watching and listening right when COVID hit.
Okay.
Needed
a lot of people
do.
Did, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, just my uncle got me into it, and love you guys, man.
Is your uncle back there?
Yes.
Has he touched you?
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure, all right? I don't want to be giving him hard AF seltzers all day long, and he ends up touching you later, and then I get a fucking lawsuit, you know?
No, we're good.
Man, after my 6-1, man, my uncle's hand was inside of me, and I just, I don't know what happened. I don't know what fucking happened.
Yeah.
Who'd you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I got to give it to my uncle.
Okay.
Yeah, he took me in when I had nowhere to go. My mom moved to Dallas. We're from New Mexico, and just been my rock my whole life.
That's awesome.
Brought me up through baseball, and now I'm racing and number one supporter. And
no shit. What are you racing right now?
They're called Legend Cars.
Okay.
So they're
little, I don't know what that is. Forgive me.
They're like, I race on dirt. So okay. They're dirt circle cars. They're built by NASCAR. We have a Yamaha motor, and they're badass little cars.
Fuck yeah, but, dude.
Yeah.
What do you win for something like that if you get first place?
Not shit.
Yeah. You're just doing it for a hobby?
Yeah, you can get maybe $200 and a trophy.
Is the trophy nice? Is it nicer than the one behind me?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No, those are the nice ones right there.
Yeah, those are expensive right there. Oh, there they are. Is that what it is, Bob? Pop that up on the screen. Let's see this fucking thing. Is that what it is?
No.
That's not what you're racing?
No.
What is that?
So look up an Inex Legend car.
Inex Legend car.
I-N-E-X.
Let's see that fucking thing. I'm amped to know what this is now.
Yep.
Oh, look at you. Look at these little fuckers.
Yep.
Those have got to be expensive, though, right?
Not bad.
What does one of those run you?
Brand new, about $20,000.
Okay, that's not terrible.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. But you're bashing in on other people, right?
Oh, yeah. I flipped for the first time last year.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you end up?
Caught on fire.
You
did? Not me. Car,
holy
not me.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was badass.
Did you get out of there all right? No or anything?
CT, yeah.
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 Of course, man.
Got some fentanyl.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Living life in
you
the
You holding
fast lane.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're holding any on you?
No.
All right, cool.
I'm one and done.
Just making sure. You know, and if you're looking to get rid of pills at home, you can obviously send those into the studio and we'll flush them
absolutely,
for you.
Absolutely, got you.
Flush them down our system. We appreciate you being here. Is anybody else back there with you?
Uncle, girlfriend, aunt.
Yeah. Uncle, girlfriend, aunt?
No, I have my uncle.
Yep.
My aunt. My girlfriend's back there.
Yeah. That's what I mean. What's her name?
My girlfriend?
Yeah.
Taylor.
What's up, Taylor? I talked to your uncle earlier. He was like, look, man, I got a real job. I can't do this bullshit.
She's Latinx and she's turquoised up.
Is she a Tinxer, dude?
Yeah, she's a Tinxer.
And she does have turquoise. Is she from New Mexico?
She is.
I fucking knew it, dude. God, dude, what is with New Mexico and turquoise?
Fuck if
I
know,
man. You guys love it, yeah.
We brought you some green chili and red chili wine.
Get the fuck out of here.
And some whiskey.
Thank you.
New Mexico State.
Really?
Yep, New Mexico State whiskey.
What's, explain the wine to me. I've never seen wine like that.
It's literally just wine infused with red and green chili.
Is it good?
The red one is. The green one's all right.
Okay.
But the red one is good.
Is it spicy?
No.
Okay.
It's really not.
I've never seen green wine before.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, for sure. I'll take this home and fucking rage with it. What kind of whiskey is that?
It's Pistol Pete Six Shooter Rye.
It's a nice bottle.
It's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm down for this. Let's see. Rye whiskey, aged 3 years. Pistol Pete Six Shooter. Let's go, dude. Where's this from? New Mexico?
New Mexico State.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite New Mexico person?
Oh. I mean, it can't be Demi Lovato. She's a crack addict.
No.
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Crack?
Yeah, it's got to be crack.
She'd be thinner.
True.
Nah, she'd be thinner.
Well, she got off of it. That's where all the weight came from.
My favorite one is Val Kilmer, until he had to give it all up.
That's a good one.
Yeah. He owned like 8 miles worth of land.
Okay.
Something crazy. Thought he could beat cancer out there with a bunch of turquoise and shit.
Yeah. New Mexico just sucks. We don't have anybody good from there.
No, I shot a TV show down there, and it's a fun place to visit for a week.
Yeah.
And then you're all done with it?
Yeah.
Albuquerque's fucking weird, man.
Yeah. I would say if I had to pick somebody, as much as I hate the Astros, it would be Alex Bregman.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll let you fucking die on that hill.
Yeah, I fucking hate the Astros, but I gotta say somebody.
Cheaters. Dirty fucking cheaters.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being here.
Yes, sir.
We greatly appreciate it. Thank you for the gifts.
And, of course.
We will be pounding these.
Rage.
We will.
Yeah.
We will.
Cool.
Appreciate it. Thanks, you guys at home, for tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.